This is Corporate Cafecito, where we discuss career development and entrepreneurial growth strategies. I'm Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez-Guez. Go get your cafecito and let's talk about professional growth. Welcome back. Bienvenidos a Corporate Cafecito. Yo soy Nayeli Suarez-Guez.
Y yo soy Mario Rodriguez. Thank you for tuning in and investing in yourself. Today, we're going to speak on the subject of emotional intelligence, otherwise known as emotional IQ, something that I think is not often spoken about and really gets to the heart of what makes things happen, right? What really allows you to thrive as to your true potential. So if you're not right, other things can't be right too as well. So Nayeli, do you want to kind of define what emotional intelligence is?
So it is the ability to know like how you're feeling and how others are feeling around you. And to be able to gauge that, to have that perception of knowing, you know, all the different components that make up who we are and who the people we interact with are.
Yeah, it really brings us awareness, right, of how to manage your behavior and your relationships as well. And I think this is the most important one out there out of all the intelligence is the emotions.
You see a lot of this in job descriptions now. They're looking for people with high emotional IQ. You know, in 2020, I want to say it was 2022, if not, it was this year. The number one trait people were looking for in leaders was empathy. So we are definitely bringing the emotions out to the forefront. Porque después de la pandemia, like we were, you know, we have a lot of emotions. We feel a lot of things. And, you know, it's fair to say a lot of us are not okay. So as we are in the workplace, it's really important to understand how we feel, how we manage or express ourselves, and also how we engage with people interpersonally at work with their feelings and their emotions. And you know what, Mario? I'm going to say it, but we're coming up on an election year. And there's going to be a lot of emotions. It's going to be a year where we feel heavily, plus everything that's just going on right now in terms of violence and war and immigration and poverty. Like, we feel strongly. So when we go to work, eso no se puede quedar en la puerta. No. We carry it with us.
Yeah. So I want to highlight that how this is all intertwined. And I just kind of got my thoughts together today and on focusing on this. And our relationships affect, well, specifically for me, I'll speak as a leader, it affects my leadership, right?
Yeah.
So my relationships affect my leadership. My leadership affects my relationships. My emotions affect my relationships. And then my relationships affect my emotions. My spirituality affects my emotions. My emotions affect my spirituality.
Yeah. It's
how
all
you feel, right?
You bring it with you. You know, and you see us like we feel like I would say that's one of the things that defines nuestra cultura is that we feel. I mean, look at those mariachi songs that we talk about. You know, it talks about how we deal with grief, how we deal with loss, how we deal with love, how we feel with happiness. Like, you know, it's just who we are. We have big feelings.
And then emotions, sometimes you get stuck, right? Because the emotions, which we're going to talk about, this is an exciting series of what we're talking about here with emotional intelligence, because sometimes those feelings create a fixed mindset, right? It's like, I can't do more because of what happened in the past, which we're going to talk about how to overcome that as well. One of the things too, that when it comes to emotions, it's about your heart. It's about your passion, right? You talked about music, right? If your heart is not right, you may not feel to engage in any of these areas that I had mentioned, right? Because you're just not feeling it. It's just
right.
Like, I'm not right. And then the emotional self is something that we really have to do as a community to really look into, because it's often left out. Ah, so-and-so's just not having a bad day. Well, why is it that they're having a bad day, right?
Or as we say, and I don't know if we can say on podcast, but we're always like, ah, déjala, está encabronada. You know, but...
Yeah, she's in a funk.
Yeah, and so, you know, when we talk about how we feel and how we show up to work, you know, before we were told, leave your emotions at the door, right? Yeah. When you come in, you're here to work. Cuando salgan, you know, you could feel outside of work. Like, I remember, you know, Mario, and I know you saw me kind of live through this, but I was going to get married and my fiance broke up with me. And I remember going to work that day and going to work every day and just feeling like And it's good. Qué bueno que se fue. He was not the one for me. My mm-hmm. husband that I am with now, you know, he like fills my heart. And this was like, this is now what, 17 years ago that this happened. Mm-hmm. I remember going to work and not letting people know that I was going through this. And it wasn't until, you know, my boss came by one time and he was like, oh, how many more days till the big day? And I was like, oh, there's no more big day. Pero lo callé, because that was the workplace. You don't bring that to work. Now I love that we have this culture of openness, and it actually creates a very healthy, you know, environment when you have a psychologically safe work environment where you could come in and share your ideas and talk about who you are and represent not only who you are as an employee, but as a Latina, as a mom, as a leader, as a daughter, all those emotions. We don't have to leave them at the door anymore.
Yeah. You know, we just laughed about something, and I remember that. Is that the emotional self is often looked at in a remedial manner, right? Like something's wrong with them or something's broken.
Right.
Right. And it's more than that, right? It's a season in life, things that happen in life, right? So it's not just that focused on like, ¿qué le pasa a esta? She'll get over
it. Yeah, she'll get over it.
She'll get over it, right?
Oh my God. That reminds me. There was this friend I had growing up, and I remember his line was always like, ¿ya se te pasó? And you know, and I was like, That's never going to work.
Or get over it.
No, it's not. No se me ha pasado. You know, we're all still mad at you for doing that. But we do just expect people. And, you know, I will say this, Mario, a lot of times we don't let our men feel in our culture.
Yeah, well, especially, we grew up Mexican, and that's what, you know, my background is that you have to be tough. I remember that when my dad passed away at 15. All I is like, you got to be strong for your mom. You got to be strong for the
ahora
family.
Ahora eres el hombre de la casa.
Yeah. And there was a lot of things that I had to deal with later on in life, right? That just, it's okay to mourn, right?
Yeah.
And I had to make peace with a lot of things. But culturally, that's why this podcast, what we ask is please share it with you know, especially within the Latino community, because we're so... We see these opportunities and resources within work that exist. I encourage everyone that's listening to take advantage of those employer resources that are out there, right?
Yeah.
You need somebody to talk to, you know, even reach out to us, because we're about transforming, right? Transforming your surroundings, transforming your being into that powerful, full potential that you have. But share this with the community, because this is something that we need to talk about, especially being first generation here. It's like, hey, let's break those chains, those barriers, right, of how emotions are important. Emotional intelligence is catalytic. You cannot have high leadership intelligence when you have low emotional intelligence.
Hi, everyone. This is Nayeli. As you start planning for 2024 and wrap up 2023, in order to help you prepare, I will be hosting a workshop on January 13th to assess your leadership style and understanding the best way to communicate. That way you can kick off 2024 and be the best version of you. Reach out at www.corpcafecito.com for more information. I think it's important to have someone to lean on and ask questions about emotional IQ or how you're feeling or how you represent yourself at work. And so I'll give you an example. Someone that I'm coaching, she said, you know, I have a lot of feelings about the war that's happening right now. There's someone on who sits right by me who has the news on all day. She's like, it gets me so mad. What do I do? And she's like, because I don't want to hear propaganda. I don't want to hear the news. I want to just go to work and be able to work. And so I said, you know, you should report it. And her concern was like, I'm so new to the organization. I haven't even been there 6 months. How's that going to make me look? And then I said, your employer does not want you to feel like this. She works for a Fortune 100, and they're big on DEI and very high on emotional IQ. It's very much part of every job description they have. So I told her, I said, you have to go to your manager and you're going to tell them this. You're not going to say that it's propaganda, because that shows that you have a strong bias too and you have a side. I said, but you can say, hey, I'm sitting at my desk and I can hear someone putting the news on all day and it triggers me and it makes me feel very uncomfortable. And I was like, you don't have to say what you're feeling, what your political angle is. You don't have to say any of that, but you can say that you're uncomfortable And they can tell that person to wear earbuds or not listen to it. Like, but she had all these emotions of like, as a brown person, I don't want to look like me estoy quejando, or I'm new and I don't really feel like I have a voice. And I was like, no, you do have a voice, but how you voice it, you have to make sure that you're being respectful of your feelings, but also respectful of everyone else's feelings too.
Yeah, and emotional intelligence, what you said at the top of the episode is just having an empathy. Right?
Yeah.
If it's triggering you, who knows why that person's listening to it, right?
Right. And so, it may be triggering someone else.
Exactly. So again, your emotional intelligence, when it's low and it's unhealthy, you know, your life will not allow you to make powerful decisions, whether in leadership, you know, sometimes how often has it happened where you said something, you did it, you wanted to take back because it was in the moment, you're yep. heated. And so sometimes, you know, what I've learned is like, Take it in. You know, as my mentor says, eat the fish throughout the bones. All right, why was that person talking to that way? I use this in my marriage. Like, why did my wife say that? Where am I not showing up to my full potential, right? So
yeah.
Really self-reflect on that piece as well. So again, going back to that, you know, when you're an unhealthy emotional area, right? There's a low, something happened, life-changing. Don't take on those big decisions, right? You're going to have to pull yourself back, reach out to someone, get the help to build you back up, because that's just temporary, right? It's just something that happened. It's not a setback will make you come back, you know, make your comeback stronger.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of times we think that it's just emotions, but our brain also processes being tired as an emotion, being hungry as an emotion, being thirsty. So I always tell people, don't make decisions when you're tired, hungry, or thirsty. Like, think about how you talk to, you know, people around you when you're hungry. Right. There's like we have all these ways that we interact with other people based off of our emotions. You know, one of the things I'm going to say is also don't be dismissive of people because of the emotions that you have. So one example is like as a mother, there's been times I need to leave work because I got to go get my kids. Mm-hmm. And especially on Mondays, they get out of school at 3:30 and soccer starts at 4:15. So there's no time to waste. But sometimes people need to leave work because they want to go, I'm dating myself, but like stand in line to get Cubs tickets or, you know, but it's like, that's what's important to them. Yeah. That's part of who they identify as, or they want to go to a concert, or they're going to leave early because they're going to go take a weekend trip. Like no one's emotions outrank someone else's emotions. Like we all get to prioritize the experiences we want to have. And as an employer, you can't say, or, you know, as a leader, you can't say like, well, if it's for my family, it's important. But if you're leaving to go on a girls' trip to Miami, that's not as important.
It's interesting that you bring that up because in you sharing that too, what shows up as listeners, you bring up biases, right? Because that individual may be known as a whiner or may be known as this. You know, we label people, unfortunately, because of the way they approach certain things, right? And so one of the challenges that we have and an opportunity for all of us to do it is to listen to someone, and it's not easy, to listen to that individual in a new form.
Like, right.
Okay, maybe they're bringing something else that is not what it was because, oh, here comes this person again complaining. It's like, well, wait, where are they at now, mm-hmm. right? Where are they at? And then if it's someone that just likes to complain, then, you know, empower them. It's like, hey, let's look at everything that's, you know, on the positive side. What can we do? But sometimes it takes me back to the girl who cried wolf. She cried wolf so many times that people didn't even pay attention to it. But it may be that one time it's like, you know what? There's something here that we have to address.
Right.
So.
And why are they crying wolf? Like, that's the other question.
Yeah. Getting to the bottom of it, to the root cause of that as well. So for those leaders, remember, when you're in that stage where you're emotional, take some time, go back at it again. If there's an email that you need to send out, but you're just hot under the collar. Abraham Lincoln actually did this where he wrote so many letters to those that were on the field during the Civil War that they found those letters later on that they were never sent. Because by the time he woke up the next day, he's like, yeah, this will lower the morale of those on the field. It's going to do
like
more harm.
It's not a good idea.
Than good. So step away.
Yeah, definitely step away. And I think sometimes when we have our emotions, we tend to lead with them. We don't want to cry. We don't want to get angry. One of the things I'll tell you is like, do not raise your voice at your coworkers or at your team. It's okay to cry. If you need to take a moment and like step away, we cry because we feel. You know, there's that song with Alejandro Sanz when he goes, no hay miedo que más se siente cuando ya no se siente más. Enjoy that you feel. Understand that anger is a feeling. It's an emotion. So if you're able to feel anger and that's the only emotion your team or your coworkers see from you, that's not good. If you show anger, you should also show your happy moments or your vulnerable moments or share so that you can belong to each other. You know, we talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs with the first one being safety. So you need like shelter and then food. And then we need to belong to each other. We want to be part of a group. We want to be part of a culture. We want to be part of each other. So when we have that emotional intelligence, say like, okay, if this person's bringing this up, or if this person's saying, you know, something about another team member, like, let's get to the root of it. They're trying to belong. They're trying to merge. So what's happening?
Yeah. Get to their perspective, right?
Right.
Como dice el dicho, cada cabeza, cada su mundo.
Cada cabeza en su mundo, yeah. Mundo,
right? So their perspective is their truth. You know, find out why that is.
Yeah.
And when you get healthier emotionally, you'll get clear on these areas that we mentioned beforehand, right? Which were the relationships, the spirituality and your emotions. You get clear why things are happening. So it really boils down to where your heart's at, right?
Yeah, it is. It boils down to what you feel and how you express it. And to be respectful and understanding that other people feel that your feelings are not universal, nor are they more important than anyone else's. But at the same time, they should be shared. Also to have that ability to be an empath and understand, like, if I'm feeling this, maybe other people are feeling this. You know, like as I talked about the woman who was very triggered by the news that her coworker played all day, you know, if she's feeling it, other people might be feeling it. And to be able to say things and speak up, sometimes we have to speak up for people who don't know or can't use their voices. A lot of times we are the first Latino in the room or the first woman in the room, the first Latina in the room. And that means that we're first, not that we're the only. That means that we're paving the way for others. And the only way to do that is by truly sharing and being open and saying, this is how to interact with me. And being able to tell people, like, that's part of an emotional IQ, is being able to tell people how to interact with you.
Yeah, our truths are communicated to what we feel through our hearts, right? So if you're dealing with insecurities, right? Like, we're the only Latino in the actual room, like you said, or dealing with passive aggressive. So what happens, too, is that driven life. Right. So I have to prove them. I got to show them that I can do the job, as opposed to where your reactionary is opposed to a purpose driven life, where it's like, this is where I'm supposed to be at. Here's the contribution that I'm actually going to do. So be aware of that. Right.
Yeah.
There be aware of that piece as well. So moving on, what else EQ affects is your time management. Right. Boundaries. Time management.
1,000%.
You got to protect your time, because then that's where stress comes in, because things are just bombarded. Apania, you know.
You know, Mario, I think that this is a good place to pause. And I think boundaries should be its own episode. So I'm gonna say, you know what, today when we talk about emotional intelligence, the three things you should take away is understand your ability to be aware of your emotions and the emotions of others. 2, practice using your voice. And 3, you know, when you talk about who you are as a leader, make sure to lead with a piece of emotional IQ so that people know how to interact and engage with you.
Agreed. Very powerful. Well, thanks for tuning in for the first part of the series of emotional intelligence. Tune in so we'll discuss boundaries and other components of emotional intelligence. Yo soy Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suárez-Gas. Y aquí los esperamos a la próxima. Corporate Cafecito was produced in beautiful downtown Oak Park at Boulevard Studio. Audio engineer and editor is Mike Mitchell.
We're available on every podcast platform.